seriously popular.
Hi, I'm Anna.
And I'm Emily, and we're the hosts of Terribly Famous, the show that takes you inside the lives of our biggest celebrities.
And in this season, we're talking about a fashion icon.
Oh, I just threw this on.
A muse, a mother, a supermodel who defined the 90s.
It's not me, is it?
It is, of course, Kate Moss. Think parties, rock star bad boys, mall parties.
It's a wild ride.
Follow Terribly Famous wherever you listen to podcasts, or listen early and ad-free on Wondery Plus on Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to The Sidebar. Borderline national treasure, Richard Arnold here, bringing you the best from the guilty pleasure celebs can't get enough of, the showbiz badge of honour they secretly adore. At the top of The Sidebar today, Bobby Norris.
Hello, sweetheart.
Hello, darling. And Suchi Shah.
Hello, how are we?
We are doing good. In this episode, it's all about tonight's Celebrity Big Brother launch. We'll be celebrating the Best of the Brit Awards and looking forward to the most glittering gong show in the Hollywood firmament, next Sunday's Oscars. Shall we dance?
Let's do it.
Let's go.
So here we are, the first ever episode of The Sidebar. No shame here. This is the Sidebar of Fame. We're a sort of a weekly one-stop shop for the best in celebrity gossip, showbiz tittle-tattle, and a good old natter about the biggest stories from the world of entertainment. Every Monday, my good self, Richard Arnold, will be sitting down for a starry chat with a few familiar faces from my celebrity Rolodex. We're looking at everything that's gone on and going to happen in this business we call a show. And as you heard there, today I'm joined by TV personality Bobby Norris, who is rocking a crochet top this morning.
Absolutely, I am. I'm kind of channeling. I'm longing spring to come. I'm over the winter. I want a bit of sun now.
That'll be slashed to the navel by the time we finished.
Oh,
especially
you know me.
In the presence of Radio 1 Extra DJ Snoochy Shy. I'm a huge fan. It's just great to finally meet you. I can't believe that our paths have never crossed before.
I know, that's so weird. But first time for everything. Feeling great. Do you know what I mean?
We're bringing it to the sidebar
exactly.
This week.
We certainly are. So where to start? The weekend. Mine started off with a glancing blow with Becky Hill at the Brits backstage. More of which a little bit later in the show. Shoehorned in a cheeky supper with Michelle Collins on the Manor in Hackney. That was Friday. And then it was the Brits. It was dinner on the lap for me. How showbiz is that? Watching the show. And Sunday, another glancing blow, this time in the ring with Zac Efron, the film The Iron Claw, about the wrestling family, the Von Erichs. If you haven't seen it, get your bum on that seat. Well worth a butcher's. So a starry weekend of sorts. And I shoehorned in a cheeky little bit of tarragon chicken and butter. That recipe coming up a little bit later on the sidebar.
Sounds good to me. My kind of weekend.
Yeah, I need that recipe, to be fair. I was just chilling with my puppy. Yeah, he was lovely. Pooing all over the house, really. So that was it for me. Just indoors. I was going to go to some after parties for the Brits, but yeah. I fell asleep.
Right.
So I've missed out on a rave, but they did look very, very sick online.
And Bobby, anything we can speak of about your weekend?
Do you know what? It's pretty low key. I won't lie to you, Dickie. And I was just at a weekend in my life where I needed self-care. So it was all about a bath bomb.
Well, let's leave you with a visual of Bobby Norris self-care. There, I mean, it conjures up all sorts of images.
Yeah.
Right, guys, one story and one story only. Fresh from the Big Brother house, I came to you this morning. Celebrity Big Brother is back after 6 years. For me, it was always the most compelling watch, even more so than the one for the regular punters. Absolutely love it. Right now, the names are out there, so we're going to be speculating about who's going in, but I think the money's pretty much on some of the big names that have been rumoured to be heading into the Big Brother house. So it's a lot bigger in real life, and it's not often as you can say that in television, as I'm sure you're both aware. I've been lucky enough to go into the house once before. They've given it a little bit of a bougie makeover. There's a lot more gold now, a lot more gold stars. There are lots of tiny little gold, you know, like mosaic tiles. They put that everywhere. They're everywhere. Like trim on the table, trim around the doors. There's 100,000 of them, apparently.
Bit of gold leaf. Has someone been running around with their gold leaf and a paintbrush?
I think it's more a gold lacquer effect.
Someone's
than gold
been
leaf.
Up IKEA.
Yeah. I think they may have done. I think after 3 weeks in that house, I'd be picking off those tiles one by one.
So talk to me, Rich. What's the gaff saying? Stunning. Could you live in there?
Wait, it's the thing. When you walk in there, right, and the carpet, look, it's not a shower.
The carpet.
carpet.
The carpet's not a shag, but the house is so big and so much bigger from the one of old that clearly there's only so much money that could be spent on the carpet because there's £2 million in the pot for the lineup, we're led to believe. But it's very impressive. It's soft underfoot. And when I walked in there this morning, there's a part of you that thinks, oh my goodness me, imagine just switching off your phone 3 weeks here in splendid isolation. But of course, the rub is clearly you're not there in splendid isolation. And before you know it, if you're the first in, that door's going to open again and someone else is going to be coming in. And before you know it, there's anywhere between a dozen and 14 housemates. I counted the chairs at the kitchen table. There are 14 chairs at the kitchen table. But when you go into the bedroom, and if you've already seen the first reboot of Big Brother, you'll know the bedroom is pretty impressive. I mean, it's vast, but the beds, small singles, right? Small singles for a start. Tried out the mattress. My time alive.
Was it bouncy?
I need to have something a little bit more orthopedic. I need a bit more support at my ripened age. A firm mattress, thank you. And of course, there's a couple of double beds as well. So who will be shacking up with who is anyone's guess. But you will have to share a bed with someone if you get the short straw, so to speak. Or it could be the long straw if you're so inclined.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky, it could well be. So you're under the gaze of hidden microphones, 92 cameras in total. And as we know, when you watch the show, if you go up to all the mirrors, and for those of us who still have a reflection, and I'm hazarding that I probably don't in this room, but you two clearly do, you sort of go up and it's a bit like a hall of mirrors. It's terrifying. And if you peer really closely, you can see all the sort of shadowy figures in the camera runs behind and stuff. So that in itself is the stuff of nightmares, I think, for me, to expose yourself to that kind of level of scrutiny. But of course, that's the joy of it. And that's why we'll be turning in our droves. It's so much bigger than I thought that you feel like there would be somewhere to hide. Obviously, there's the garden, there's the hot tub. And for those people who like a vape or, you know, a little roll up or whatever, the smoking area, because obviously it's a different climate now, so you don't see people smoking. The smoking area is this little cupboard that's just off the garden, but there's a microphone in there as well. So there really is no safe place to hide if you fancied a cheeky little vape and a natter.
Microphone in the smoking area?
Yeah.
But that can't be aired, right? I feel like that was the best time in Big Brother. With the Love Islands, when you could just go to the smoking area, everyone's having a little goss whilst they're smoking and stuff. But will they be like separated when they're smoking?
I mean, the microphone is there.
One at a time, which is probably why they probably put a mic in there in case people try and break that rule. So should you try and have a little conversation, they're going to catch that. But I think it's very much one at a time. Back in many moons ago when I was a smoker, some of the best conversations I had on a night out was people I met at a smoking area.
I made friends from life for chatting to people in a smoking area.
You'd have a couple of G&Ts, you'd go outside, you'd get your fags out and you'd have the best chats. And that was what a night out was. And people could kind of open up. And from some of the people rumoured, that's what I want to see. I want to see just the people in their dressing gown. They've woke up at half six in the morning, they've put the kettle on, they're about to have a coffee, they're out there, they're sparking up a fag.
I mean, half six in the morning is very early for a
That's when you're getting everyone. I want people coating each other off and spilling the tea on the night before. Who's getting on whose tits? Come on.
Well, how many friends do you think you'd make in a roll-top bath that's in the middle of the bathroom? I mean, that bathroom is massive. And if you're clacking through there at the crack of a sparrow's fart and you're in your gaping kimono, I mean, would that be a bonding experience? I mean, you're holding yourself wide open, if you'll forgive the expression.
I feel like the toilet could be a bonding experience, because that would be my worst nightmare, having to go to the toilet on camera. There's cameras there and there's people around that can potentially smell, and I'm a smeller, so when I go, it's not a pretty sight. So I feel like it is a bonding experience, because you're gonna have to warn people before that that's how I make friends. I actually fart on first dates, so to be honest,
you're one of them.
Because it just breaks the ice straight away.
Self-care Sunday, do you know what I mean? Because the bathroom's so open, as you know, gave you a touch upon my last weekend, I would go, come on, I've got some of my luxury items. I've got bath bombs, I've got moisturisers, cleansers, toners, I've got the acid, like fit for your face, just to like vitamin C and retinol, just to make that clear.
Well, you say I've got bath bomb and I'll be in the toilet.
Oh my God, you could be on the toilet, I'll be sat there giving myself a facial,
the flavours out,
scrubbing the skin.
I feel like you make a lot of friends in the toilet.
Girls'
toilet on a night out, it all goes off in there. You make best friends.
In the Big Brother house, to be fair, they are single facilities. I'm so glad we've set the bar so very low on our first outing on the sidebar. Right, okay, well, the stellar company that I'm in at the moment, of course, pales into insignificance when you look at the lineup that is mooted to be heading into the Celebrity Big Brother house tonight at 9 p.m. So Fern Britton, former darling of daytime. I actually did Strictly with the Fern back in 2012. Quite a hoofer. Did very, very well indeed. Colson Smith, we know from Corrie. And Nikita from Strictly apparently is rumoured to be going in as well. Ekin-Su from Love Island 2. How are we feeling about the lineup? I mean, there are some cracking names in there. My favourite is Louis Walsh. I mean, this has been in the public domain for quite some time, but yeah, again, only speculation. And apparently he's negotiated a six-figure sum. Now, I mentioned, didn't I, that there's £2 million apparently in the pot. And not only did he want cash and a nice chunk of change, but he also insisted that this is fantastic.
What, cash in hand?
Cash
in hand.
Not cash
in hand. God,
not cash in hand. In a broad brown envelope on a Friday afternoon. Come on. There's your 250 grand loans.
I'm speaking broadly about, you know, he wanted a fee.
Oh my God.
Yes, he wanted a fee, Snooshy.
To find him on the exit.
Yeah, he wanted a fee. So as well as the fee on his rider, and it's not everyone who can have a human being on the rider, Sharon Osbourne.
Mad.
Okay, because you know they're mates. Mm. And when you get Sharon, in the old days when I used to interview them on the X Factor and stuff, and it was brilliant because Sharon and Lou, as we know, go way back. And they've got great stories and they're always unfiltered. So the two of them having unfettered banter together in the Big Brother house will be the stuff of television gold. Now, Sharon, we're led to believe, because she's not cheap.
No.
You know, 500 grand is the pay demand that Sharon apparently requested to go into the Big Brother house. So once again, all these figures just fly around. And it is all speculation, but £500,000. But the rub is, we're told, she may not be going in on the launch night. She'll be coming in as a cheeky cameo. So would you get out of bed for 5 days' work for 500 grand? 5 days in the Celebrity Big Brother house. Would you be there, Bobby, in your gaping kimono, in that roll-top bath? Snoochie, would you be there in the facilities?
I'd be there for 5 years, to be honest. So.
What do you think? £500,000? I'm there. Cash is king. A boy's got a rate. Now, I love a little bit of Sharon O. I mean, no, don't. Yeah. I'm only human. But it's alleged, we don't know, but the rumour mill is, word on the curb is that she's going to do 5 days for 500k. So my maths ain't good. I'm not Carol Baldwin, but that's 100 bags a day. That ain't a bad salary.
Yeah.
But you weren't going to get Sharon for a tenner and a Boots meal deal. Do you know what I mean? She ain't that girl.
You know what it is with these lineups as well? And Snooch, you'll know this, because obviously you went into the jungle, didn't you? You did the second well shelting of the show, didn't you?
Yeah.
And having commented on these shows for so many years as well, we all have a very, very strong opinion when we see the rumoured lineups start. So my next question would be, were you lit up like a powder keg giving off sparks when you saw this rumoured lineup, or did a little bit of you feel flat, or, you know, is Sharon box office enough and Louis to wet your whistle? Because I always think people are so opinionated when they get their first glance at whoever's going in, and then you think, oh, do you know what? When you do a little bit of a deeper dive and you see how they've been cast and how they're going to work in the mix, like putting all these people in a blender and then retreating and seeing what happens, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the gold of it, because the show actually takes on a narrative of its own. And Snooch, you must have had an experience of that when you did The Jungle, right?
Yeah, I mean, I had like Adam Woodyatt in there, who's Ian Bill.
Yeah,
and obviously when he came in, I was like, oh my God, it's Ian Bill. And I just like went over my head that he's actually not Ian, he's Adam. But like, he was like stealing shampoo for me, for my hair when I had to take my braids out. Like, he was super cool. It's just interesting. It doesn't matter who the lineup is, I think, because like, if you're opinionated, that's the beauty of Big Brother and shows like that. I mean, you've got ZZ Mills in there. Like, I know her. She's very opinionated. Ekin-Su, she was like hilarious on Love Island. She's opinionated. Then you've got Louis, Sharon. Everyone's got different opinions and everyone comes from different walks of life, and that's where the clash-ins come, and I feel like everyone just tunes into these shows because they want the drama.
It's that lovely moment, isn't it, where you can tell whether you've been lucky enough to meet the person or interview the person before or work with them. You can just see they're about to shed their human form, because you know that something's absolutely got to them or whatever. And that is the drama, and that's why we tune in to these sort of shows. What about you, Bobby?
So, yeah, I think whenever you get a lineup leaked, whether it's Big Brother, The Jungle, Strictly, there's always going to be people that go, oh, I'm not sure about it. It's not quite as good as last year. But you know what? Sometimes you just got to give everything time and take it as its own little recipe. Forget what's gone the year before or 5 years before. Just take this, because you know what? Sometimes within 24 hours, you could be 3 days in and you're like, oh my God, this is absolutely TV gold. And it's been off our screens for long enough now. I think it's been 6 years since we had a celeb one. Now, I grew up loving Celebrity Big Brother. For me, it was the opening of reality TV. It kind of was the new kid on the block, and it opened doors for so many reality shows. and I love what it stands for. So I'm kind of excited to see all the different personalities, because let's have it right. Although everyone works in the world of showbiz that goes into Celebrity Big Brother in whatever form or wherever they are on the list, there'll be people that their paths would never cross. Do you know what I mean? So I'm excited to see how they get on. Who's going to be making someone a little bit of dinner? How many days till someone winds someone up? Sharon O, even though she's only going to be in there allegedly 5 days, she ain't the kind of girl that's going to roll back. And I don't want Sharon being...
Oh, she can't as well, because she's only in there for 5 days, apparently. So yeah, she has to give it her all. Check,
and she will do. But I want her to keep people on their toes, and I want her to tell people what time it is, because some people would prefer to run around and have a little bitch in the garden about someone, and that's fine. But then there's certain people in life, like me and Sharon, and we're going to come and tell you what time it is face to face, and you either have a lovely cup of tea after, or you just don't get on after.
Okay, do you think there's a certain amount of pressure then with someone like Sharon going in? And as we say, I mean, she's been around the business for so long. So a certain amount of pressure to behave in a certain way, throw in a few bombshells, or basically she's just going to go in and be Sharon anyway, you know, love her or loathe her, right?
I don't think it's a pressure, because I want people, and the one thing I want, regardless of what reality show is, I want people to be authentic and organic. So if you are someone that's got a bit of fire in your belly, bring that. If you're not, don't try and be something you're not, because also the audience ain't stupid now. Reality TV's been around long enough that people know when you're trying to get airtime and you're playing a little bit of a game. Just stand by what you truly are on the outside world and walk through that door and be how you would be, cameras there or cameras not.
Mm. Yeah, you've got to be authentic, right?
Yeah, I don't want fake.
I think there's like being authentic as well, but I also think because we live in such like a PC cancel culture world, I feel that a few people might be thinking, oh my God, I don't want to be 100% myself because I don't want to get cancelled and stuff. But I feel like with your Sharon Osbournes and like your Louis Walshes, they're a bit older, so they won't really care. But yeah, I think it's all about just being you, really. You kind of forget that the cameras are there after a while, even though you know you're in a TV set, basically. Yeah. You'll just forget.
And was that your experience of doing I'm a Celebrity when you did it? Did you feel a pressure to sort of make friends a little bit, like that whole sort of Freshers Week at school thing? Or did you want to hold back and not commit to a location too soon in case you're stuck with that person for the next 3 weeks?
Well, do you know what? I feel like in there, because it was freezing and I was in Wales, you kind of had to make friends anyway because you needed to huddle like penguins to be close to keep warm. I was breathing out like smoke from my mouth like I was a dragon, but I was just actually really excited to be there. I feel like I had a little bit of imposter syndrome going in anyway, because I was like, I've watched this my whole life, like, why am I here, what the hell? So I kind of made friends and like got on with a few people. There were some people I didn't, but you know.
Well, we're just fair enough, and that's for the world to see, right? But this is a relatively short Celebrity Big Brother, right? Apparently it's about 17 episodes, so it's a loose 3 weeks, and you think, well, would I give up my fly and flop on the Costas to go into the house? Well, we've talked about some of the chunks of change that's rumoured to have been thrown at the talent this year, so that might answer the question, like you say, but we've all got a mortgage to pay. I did get asked or approached to do Celebrity Big Brother. The conversation was had. Mm. It wasn't a conversation that lasted particularly long, but my agent was asked, you know, would Richard, when you get these proposals through your agent and you know that they've just inserted your name where applicable because it's a standard letter. So we didn't go much beyond that. But I personally was sort of intrigued. I wonder what sort of figures are being talked about and stuff. So I said, well, keep the dialogue open, because purely as a keen observer, I wanted to see where the ballpark was this year,
course,
right? Because
yeah.
in the old days they used to throw quite a lot of money at this thing. So kept the dialogue open. Obviously it got kicked into the long grass and never heard a thing. But it did get me thinking, right, okay, in my time of life, would I have much to lose? I mean, I'll get up every morning. If you watch Good Morning Britain, you know I'm there every day, for which I can only apologise. But you've got the day job, so to speak. So to do something like this, when I've spoken to people like lovely Carol Vorderman and mates of mine who've gone into the jungle and done those shows, they sort of go, well, they kick their slingbacks off, don't they? They kick the heels off. They've got nothing to lose. They're established in their own right. So why not go in and do it? So part of me was toying with the idea. I thought, well, could I do it 24/7? Well, maybe I could, but then, I mean, it's just the idea of it being 24/7.
I think Big Brother is even harder than The Jungle, because at least you get to go and do trials, you get to make a joke out of yourself, and you go out for challenges. In Big Brother, you're literally just in the house, like you can't escape. I think you guys would be great.
Oof.
You'd be great.
I think you're very much at the mercy of who you're thrown in that house with, because year by year, if you look... so say 5 years ago, and then you look 10 years ago. Whoever's in your house, you could be really, really lucky and be with people that you get on with, and you have a really nice bonding experience, and you all kind of get a WhatsApp group after, and like all lovely sitting there making friendship bracelets. Or you can have a terrible year and be with people that you're sat rocking in the corner of the bathroom, crying, ripping your easy locks out, thinking, "Vote me out of here! Vote me out of here!"
Well, of course, the rubbers as well, when you turn up, you get a measure of public opinion immediately, because you turn up and you've got the baying crowd outside.
Oh my God, yeah.
I think that for me would would be the real river in my valley. My palms are going clammy at the prospect of arriving at the house.
I guess it's looking at your, it's the same as looking at social media nowadays. Yeah. And it back in the day when Big Brother started, there was no social media.
Yeah.
Whereas now it's like opening up Twitter or X, shall we say. When you get out of the Merc or the BMW, whatever motor it is that pulls up outside the house. But that's how you're going to judge it as well. But a lot of it is pantomime. But I think, yeah, as I say, you're very much at the mercy of who you're living with. And also, there's a reason people are dangling these huge paychecks. Now, everyone's obviously getting a different fee. But you have to remember, as amazing as it can be for someone's career, some people have gone in there, thought they was going to have a lovely 3 weeks, took a bit of time off their day job, and they've come out and the career is done.
Mm.
So you've got to weigh it up. I mean, you can never predict unless you get your crystal ball out, and none of us are Mystic Meg. You don't know how it's going to go. But it can go tits up for people.
So all the papers this morning splashed with the prospect of Gary Goldsmith going in. So for the uninitiated who don't know who Gary Goldsmith is, he is the uncle of our very own Princess of Wales. Mm-hmm. So we've been told that the Princess of Wales, Mother Carol, has given him, according to the papers this morning, has given him a bit of an ear bashing. He's on manners, so to speak, because the jeopardy is that if he goes into the house, he will spill some royal secrets because he's sort of in that orbit. But I think Gary, I suppose for us, I hadn't really heard of him much since the wedding and Kate's family of the Princess of Wales family was sort of thrown into the headlines back then, weren't they? But since then, heard nothing. So, I mean, he has the potential to be, like I say, television gold and a bombshell at the same time. You know, you could light that and retreat and see what happens. And I mean, he's clearly been booked for a reason, right?
Completely. And I want him to spill some royal tea. Now, let's have it right. Obviously, as Kate's uncle, Princess, I love us call her Kate, like we're best mate, me and Kate. As the uncle, he ain't going to be throwing shade at Kate and Will.
You never know, though.
Oh, no, you kind of do. He ain't there to shade them. But rumour has it, again, all word on the curb, allegedly, he ain't the biggest fan of Harry and Meghan. Now, this is the kind of house, mate, I'd like to sit in the garden with a latte in the morning and be like, right, so what are we saying? And I want the royal too. And ITV are very good at getting people connected to the royals, whether it's in the jungle, whether it's Big Brother. ITV know what they're doing. And he can't be a stupid man. Why does he think he's been booked? If you ain't going to give us royalty, like, we don't want you in there to kind of tell us your fault on Brexit. We want a bit of royalty. Earn your cheque, babes.
Hi, I'm Anna.
And I'm Emily, and we're the hosts of Terribly Famous, the show that takes you inside the lives of our biggest celebrities.
And in this season, we're talking about a fashion icon.
Oh, I just threw this on.
A muse, a mother, a supermodel who defined the 90s.
It's not me, is it?
It is, of course, Kate Moss. Think parties, rock star bad boys, more parties.
It's a wild ride.
Follow Terribly Famous wherever you listen to podcasts, or listen early and ad-free on Wondery Plus on Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's showtime.
Where do you think the most iconic, looking at this lineup, the most iconic moment will come from? I mean, obviously, as we approach the launch show, it's anybody's guess. But when you think about some of the most iconic moments from Celebrity Big Brother of old, there are some absolute gems. Now, at the risk of offending your finer sensibilities, I'd like to take you back to Celebrity Big Brother 2006. Now, George Galloway, of course, is back in the headlines and back in the corridors of power at the moment. But I wonder if you remember George of old when he was purring, quite literally, alongside the actress Rula Lentz. Here you go.
Now, would you like me to be the cat?
Yes, please. Pushy, 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 pushy. It's okay. No, don't be frightened. Come on, good kid cat. Pushy cat. Yes. More tickles, more tickles.
It makes my veneers itch.
I hope you all sent Auntie out of the room for that one. For those of us who remember it, you'll have the visual already, but Rula Lenska was basically serving George up, who was on all fours, and drinking milk out of Rula's hands. So 2006, what a different landscape it was back then. Obviously it became this huge, huge moment, and listening to it actually is I never thought it would be possible, but actually worse than watching it. I think for me, the most uncomfortable moment there, and obviously we couldn't tear ourselves away, was that it seemed quite natural for George to do that. It almost felt like it was in his DNA. it's one of those moments that stands out, and that this is where Celebrity Big Brother pitches itself perfectly. It's one of those moments that stands out on the broadcasting landscape, and even though it was the best part of 20 years ago, you still remember it. Other favourite moments from Celebrity Big Brother over the years. Can we do David's Dead? I mean, this
iconic.
Oh my God, how amazing. That was actually the best season of Celebrity Big Brother. I wish I could watch it back, but I can't find a way.
I think one of the most iconic moments in reality TV history.
Yeah.
Just the comedy of errors. You couldn't write that. Where people think reality TV is fake now, it's, and maybe there's a little nip and a tuck here and there, but you couldn't write it.
You couldn't write it. And for the uninitiated, let me take you back to 2016.
David's dead.
No, he's not.
You can't do that.
What? Sit down, babe. What? Sit down.
They told me that David is dead.
David?
Yes. She said he just died and I can't hold this in by myself.
No.
Where's David?
That is so
he's here, look.
Chill.
Tiffany.
No, Tiffany.
What the she do that
Tiffany.
To me?
Tiffany.
What?
Don't stay away.
Come on here, sit with me.
Come
sit with me.
Down.
Why?
Come
was that
and sit, come
not
and sit down.
What did what? I do?
You told her that David was dead with cancer.
Yes, he is.
He's in there asleep.
Oh, David, my ex-husband.
Daniela Westbrook there, of course, assuring the housemates that David Guest, who was in the house that particular year in 2016, was well and truly alive and was just having a few zeds. We're talking about David Bowie, of course, who died, and Angie Bowie was in there, and Tiffany, known across the pond for presenting, etc., got clearly the wrong end of the stick. You can't write that.
Oh, it's just amazing. And I can see why she made the mistake, though. I can see why she thought it was David Guest, but it's too funny, isn't it? It's the whole way it played out. I watched that sometimes. I go back and just watch that clip. It's just too good.
For all them stars to align, I mean, now, if you just kind of put pen to paper on this, David Guest ain't feeling great, and let's be honest, weren't looking great to a lot of us watching, especially people living with him. So he is looking and feeling a little bit ropey. The fact there's another housemate in there with the same name as the ex-husband, when you then get called in to say that he's died, just the whole way that's you could not write that. And I think just so iconic. And how it took over the whole day's episode, really, because the show obviously had to follow up because everything revolved around that. But Tiff weren't letting it go. And I remember watching it at first, and the way Angie was almost consoling Tiff when it was her ex-husband, she must have been thinking, oh God, this girl's a huge fan.
Yeah.
And she hadn't put two and two together. The penny hadn't dropped that she thought David Guest, and the way they run in, and he was under the quilt, even worse.
He's got no idea what's going on. He's like, I'm not dead.
Pull it back, you see his little bald head there with a few hairs sticking up. I mean, honestly, TV gold.
TV gold. We talked about, you touched on this as well, Shai, about the fact that the landscape's changed and people would be concerned about being cancelled now. And as you pointed out, Bobby, there is a lot of jeopardy when you sign on that dotted line, even if you are welcoming the coin. It isn't without risk. Kim Woodburn, never knowingly undersold when it comes to an opinion. Well, this was 2017.
You're an absolute disgrace.
You said it. Let's go. This is Big Brother. What Kim should go to the snog.
Shameless wonders. Cowards. A lot of you. Cowards. You have the guts to say what?
You're a bully. You're a bully. You've come in here and you've picked on young girls. I've never known anyone like you. You're pathetic.
And I've never known anyone like you.
You're absolutely pathetic.
Go away, you adulterer. You adulterer.
So she was a bit of a late arrival, but I think having listened to that, there's no doubt that she was a great booking. Obviously became an internet meme machine off the back of her appearance there. So do you think in this current climate, you want people to stoke the coals? You want people to create that sort of sensation around a show? Because let's face it, it's all ratings, it's bums on seats. Or do you want a slightly more cuddly?
No, we want the drama. That's just the thing that makes you just love reality TV and shows like Big Brother as well. You want, like, I'm sorry, but you just want the arguments. You want the tea, you want the drama, you want the bitching, the backstabbing and all of that. I just think Kim's funny.
Yeah, I'm not here for the cuddles. You know what I mean? We want it real, we want it raw, no lube. I mean, love her or hate her, look at the GC. She bought it. Yeah. And yep. I think that's what I want. When I sit at home and I'm watching a reality TV show, I don't want vanilla saying it's as stale as a piece of old toast. I don't want beige. I want you to bring something to my screen. We need escapism, especially now. We've got the cosy living crisis. It's all going on. The world's in, well, the state that the world's in. Let me have an hour a night to sit, tune out, and just watch a little bit of TV and be entertained.
I'm glad you brought up the GC, because I want to end on that now as we wrap up our Celebrity Big Brother chat. Gemma Collins, Celebrity Big Brother, season 17. Take it away.
I've got this really weird habit. Okay. Like, it's so weird, and it's to time, like, 11 o'clock of the night. I like to have a cigarette on the toilet.
Is it when you're having a wee?
It could be either or.
My hair, this is very expensive hair, is fucking frazzled. Because you've only got straighteners in here, you haven't got heated rollers. So you better pay, you can pay for me to have a new set of extensions. The fucking hair is frazzled.
It's a fucking piss take, you're all taking the piss out of me.
Listen, Gemma.
Listen. They don't get it. I'm claustrophobic.
So there you have it, Gemma Collins in all her glory, unfiltered. I mean, I love a bit of the GC. She in her own right, of course, fast became a meme queen. I think she is still the reigning queen of memes, if I'm quite honest. Bobby, GC, obviously your mates. You must have been in her orbit then when she was in the Big Brother house.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've known Gem about 13 years now. And she was like my big sister. We were so, so close. So I know the times Gemma would sit on the toilet, she'd have one of her skinny Vogue cigarettes. You know what I mean? She'd like a fag on the toilet. But you know, like we all do, whether your mate's on TV or not, we know our mate's facial expressions. You know when you've kind of got that unspoken communication? I've got the same kind of face. I don't need to verbalise what I'm thinking. My face is going to tell you. And Gem was the same. And there were so many moments and I could see, I could predict what was going to happen. I remember there was an evening she gave Tiffany her, I don't know if they were Jimmy Choo's or Gucci shoes, which then become iconic for being the old maiden shoes. And she gave Tiffany these shoes, as I think for a birthday present. And I said that night, I went, before she leaves the house, she will take them shoes back. And I think within 3 or 4 days, she was like, I want my shoes back. But you just know what your mate's like. But was a great housemate.
Well, whatever it is, we're promised gold, however it unravels. Chaps, the Brits. I mentioned Becky Hill. Of course, she was nominated for Best Dance Act in the Brits. She was hoping to make it a thruple because she's won 2 years on the trot. And sadly, after I met her backstage, perhaps I put a hex on her chances, she didn't come away with a gong. But she is a delight. And I'd never met Becky before. Now, as you can imagine, I'm of an age where if I'm doing the Brits red carpet, I've got a crib sheet like miles long because I'm thinking, can I pick this person out of a lineup? Oh, this boy George, thank goodness, someone from my sphere of reference. But I'm thrilled to say that when you are covering the red carpet at the Brits, which is quite a long red carpet, you're locked down from about 3 o'clock in the afternoon outside the O2, is that even the youngsters now have to have that crib sheet. Okay, there's a lot of people to cover on that red carpet, and it's one of my favourites. I thought it was a banging show, to be quite honest. I think the auditorium, or the arena, if you like, at the O2, sometimes it felt a little bit flat. I can't work out whether that was indicative of the ceremony itself or whether or not it was just one of those sort of glitches. But I thought the performances were absolutely standout. Case in point, I know it's about the best of British, but she's an honorary Brit, our very own Kylie Minogue.
Yeah.
Come on.
We welcome her as one of our own.
Global Icon Award, stunning medley of hits. Padam, padam, thank you, ma'am. There was just no bad news, was there?
I love a little bit of Kylie. I know it's going to be a shock to a lot of people listening.
Yeah,
this gay man loves Kylie.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, whatever next. But I mean, she so deserves that award. She is global. When you say Kylie, I mean, I know there's a certain generation that think Jenner. I mean, no shade. I love the Kardashians and Jenners, but I'm a boy of a certain age. When you say Kylie, I think Minogue.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? And yeah, incredible. I love, and the costume changes in the performance. I mean, she don't even have to leave the stage. That girl, she's just got it smashed. And some of them dancers, wow, salts.
You just look at her and you know that she's having the time of her life, and with very good reason. She's had such a renaissance this year, the success of Padam Padam over the last 12 months. A lot of that, of course, down to TikTok. And suddenly a whole new generation of people are fating Kylie in the way that, you know, we do, even with her rose as well, which is a nice thing.
Oh, and it's a lovely blush.
It's a lovely tip. It's a lovely blush.
Stunning blush.
Mine's actually very, very nice.
Yeah, it is so very good.
Nice.
Some celebs stick their name on a bottle of vinegar. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But Kylie, no tea, no shade, no pink lemonade.
Did you see the bottle she had?
Stunning.
It was massive, wasn't it?
Yeah. Goals.
Wait, that's the kind of drink I need. I'll be bringing out my screw top before the run of the sidebar is over.
Blue nun.
Yeah, a little bit of blue nun. Kylie, brilliant. Brought the house down. It was extraordinary, whichever way you look at it. You know,
let's whatever bus you're on, it was great.
But Snooch, Shy, my dear friend.
Hello.
Let's talk about Ray.
Yeah, we need to talk about Ray.
Come on.
I absolutely love her. I can't remember when I interviewed her. It was a long, long time ago when she had pink hair. But just amazing. Great girl. She deserves everything. I mean, she's been through like so much with her record label. She's left it. She was fighting to leave and release music. They kind of like, I don't think shelved is the right word, but they just was not releasing her music. So she had to fight so hard for it. And the fact that she made a tweet in 2020 just saying that, you know, one day I really hope to make to win a Brit and then I can quote tweet this. And then she's gone on to win 6. That is absolutely mad.
Which is a record in itself.
I'm sorry, but her label must have been sitting there like, God damn, man, like, at the Brits, no! Like, she went upstage, she had her grandma with her, like, I'm just so happy for her. And her performance as well, because, you know, you get people tweeting stuff and then people be like, who's that, who's that? Not everybody knows her, but I think she literally outdid herself with her performance. It was amazing. And I love the fact she's barefoot.
Yeah, barefoot. Yeah. And like you say, bringing a nan, Agatha. Bringing a nan onto the stage.
Love
I mean, that is a thing of beauty.
Yeah, honestly, just amazing.
And I want to know where she's putting them six, you know what I mean? I want an Instagram live, a reel, I don't care, even if it's a photo. I want to know, because a lot of people don't have mantelpieces now, we don't have fireplaces, some do, some. Where are you putting them all?
She might have like a bookshelf type thing, as you'll put them in there, like one of those type of things. I don't know, we need to see a TikTok on it,
but
amazing.
Some people are really subtle, like certain people, they go, oh, I've won a BAFTA or an Oscar, and they're like, oh, I feel a little bit embarrassed. I hide it in the kitchen cupboard. I ain't hiding mine in the kitchen cupboard. That is out. I'll be the bottle of Windoline every Sunday morning. I will be polishing that, and I'm going to make sure the world and his dog, DPD, whoever knocks at that door, Royal Mail, you're going to know that I've got that award.
Like,
and be proud.
Six, put it in every room. Bathroom, kitchen, living room, dining room. Next to the front door, hello.
Next to the potpourri. Yeah.
Honestly, amazing.
People say, I've been lucky enough to go to the Brits quite a few times for a little bit of a dried burger, you know, mini burger in a box and stuff. And I've been lucky enough to see the likes of Taylor Swift and Adele and stuff like that. And it is, it's tremendous. It's like the now that's what I call music. That's showing me age, isn't it? But do you know what I mean? And one night only, if you're not a fan of going to gigs, not as young as perhaps you used to be, then you get it all there, don't you? A smorgasbord of the best acts. And, you know, even if it's devoid of shocks, you still get something to feast your eyes on. Back to Kylie, though. Roman Kemp, who was one of the hosts with the most on the night, as you'll know, did a shoey. It's gone everywhere. A shoey with Kylie Minogue, right? So a shoey, for the uninitiated, is basically drinking your booze, could be Kylie's rosé, through a shoe. So I'm assuming it's a peep-toe shoe. Bobby, I'm turning to you there because I got...
No, because it's all got to come out the end. You need a closed-top shoe, don't you?
Oh, I see,
almost make it as a cup, because otherwise it's just going to go down like
you're drinking
a water
from the
slide.
Heel. You're drinking from the heel then.
Yeah,
I suppose
you're pulling it down and... Yeah, when,
drinking from the heel.
You're flipping
it
upside down and down in that.
Do I need to initiate, don't try this at home? I suppose...
No, try
unless
it.
Unless it's good liquor.
Yeah, unless it's very good. Try it with Kylie
I'm reckoning a crock might be better, though.
It's all going to come through the elves. There'll be nothing left by the time.
The more the merrier.
I'm a little bit nervous about this. It's quite a minefield, especially because we're not quite in petty season yet. Am I right, Bobby?
Yeah, and I'm a little bit funny about plates of meat at the best of time. And I think it's very important. Like, you know, some people love feet, and that's a whole other can of worms. Some people
let's not talk about wiki feet.
Yeah, it ain't for me. I'm not a toe kind of boy, shall we say. We won't go into details about that.
That's refreshing. But
if you've got a lovely pair of, I mean, whether they're lovely or not, I don't know. I always think in another world, me and Adele would be best friends. And if we was at the O2 one night, rubbing shoulder to shoulder, and she kicked her red bottom off and she went, Bobby, do you want to do a Jaeger out of my lube? I would tip my head back and I would do a shot out of Adele's shoe because I just think we'd be best friends. We're both very real people. It'd be iconic. And like Kim Kardashian says, I love to do iconic shit.
There we
so,
go.
So, yeah, a shot out of Adele's. If you listen, Adele, I know you love a little bit of the sidebar. Of course you do. You're only human, babes. Get in touch and, let me do a shot out your lube.
The awards season is almost wrapped up, people. I know you feel like we've been treading this red carpet for months now, but the granddaddy of awards ceremonies is this weekend. It's a date for your diary. Hold yourself wide open with a firm pencil. It's the 96th Academy Awards. We're going to be talking the Oscars. I always limp like a dinosaur lumbering towards extinction by the time I get to this point of the awards season. You know, we've been down the tinsel mines a lot, chatting about all the films and the stars and the near misses and those who should have deserved a gong, etc. But nevertheless, it is the ultimate night.
Yeah.
When it comes to all things show and the film world, obviously. Oscars, are we excited?
Do you know what? I'll be really honest with you. I do love a little bit of Oscars, and I'm not the biggest film watcher. So it's got to be a very special kind of film because my attention span is just gone. Do you know what I mean? I can sit and start binging a box set at home, and then I'm scrolling through social media. So a film's got to grab me by the you-know-what to keep my attention. But I love to know what people are wearing. I care more, this sounds a little bit shallow, I care more about the outfits on the red carpet than I do about who's getting the awards. And I'm keeping it real with you. I want to know who you're wearing, what your hair's saying.
So Oscars, of course, has made headlines for all sorts of reasons, frocks and shocks over the years. This year's one, though, I mean, who'd have thought this would ever be the case? Despite being the biggest film of the year, making $1.4 billion and counting, Barbie star Margot Robbie, as we know, and Barbie director Greta Gerwig have been controversially snubbed by the Academy in their categories, but Ryan Gosling has received a Best Supporting Actor nom for playing Ken. Apparently, he's going to perform I'm Just Ken at the ceremony.
On the stat, he's going to actually perform
on the
it.
Night. Oh, on the night. Which in itself, for me, will be joy unconfined.
Are you excited for it?
I'm a little bit excited about that. That I may stay up for, yes.
He did look fit as a Ken doll. I won't lie. There was something about Ryan with the blonde hair.
Yeah, he did.
He's in good nick. I think some men age like fine wines. Men are very lucky in that way. I don't know if it's because I'm getting a little bit older, but Ryan is an absolute soul.
I fancied him a lot in The Notebook.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Just
let's
gorgeous.
Think about him just being a plastic doll, which is lovely.
Yeah.
Right.
But what do you think about Barbie being snubbed? I mean, the film's about her. Her name's in the title. And, Barbie, but Ken's up for
Ken
it.
Ken can get it, though.
Ken's getting it.
I'm sure you will both testify. Awards don't pay the bills. So if Margot and the Barbie team, because let's face it, she's a producer as well, and are laughing all the way to the bank, then ka-ching, it's all about box office at the end of the day. And I say that as a Specsavers Newcomer of the Year award winner.
Oh, congratulations, babes.
It was a while ago.
Where's your award? Is it in the downstairs bathroom?
Put it this way. When you're an award winner of that calibre, no one wants to drink from your shoe, Bobby, unfortunately. Ow. But I'm still trying. Bobby Norris, it's been an absolute pleasure. Snoochie Shy, absolutely fantastic. Thoroughly enjoyed that. Thank you for setting the bar so low on the first episode of the Sidebar. It feels like a good point, chaps, to roll up the red carpet for this week and this week alone. We're going to slip back into our comfortable shoes, hopefully not damp. Thank you both sincerely. It's been an absolute joy. And to you guys listening as well for joining us on the Sidebar today. Email us by all means with your comments. I probably won't see them, they'll be redacted because I do have to sleep at night. thesidebar@mailonline.co.uk, and of course you can comment on Spotify. You can send a WhatsApp or a voice note to 07796 657 512. That's 07796 657 512. Start your message with the word Sidebar, and of course you could always give us a follow and a 5-star review. It'll make the world of difference. And remember, it's Sidebar or it didn't happen.
Hi, I'm Anna.
And I'm Emily, and we're the hosts of Terribly Famous, the show that takes you inside the lives of our biggest celebrities.
And in this season, we're talking about a fashion icon.
Oh, I just threw this on.
A muse, a mother, a supermodel who defined the 90s.
It's not me, is it?
It is, of course, Kate Moss. Think parties, rock star bad boys, more parties.
It's a wild ride.
Follow Terribly Famous wherever you listen to podcasts, or listen early and ad-free on Wondery Plus on Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Our hit series Everything I Know About Me is back for a brand new season, and this time our guest needs no introduction.
Of course you find me, Darren!
But here's one anyway.
Hi, I'm Gemma Collins, and this is Everything I Know About Me.
If you think you know all about Gemma Collins, think again, because this is the GC as you've never heard her before.
It's been exhausting.
Unashamed.
And I was really heartbroken because I was pregnant and he was having an affair.
Unfiltered.
I have had an operation as well years ago. I have a designer vagina. Yeah, baby. I don't have camel toe.
Unbelievable.
And then they advised me you need to have a termination. And, yeah, I remember that being really stressful.
Everything I Know About Me with Gemma Collins is out this Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.